Hi, God bless you and thank you very much for tuning in. Dear friends, I am Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya and I am going to talk today on chapter number 14 of the subject Marketing Principles, and the subject is Marketing Planning and Strategy. Dear friends, in the last chapter we looked at what is STPD, which is Marketing Segmentation, Targeting, Positioning and Differentiation. We looked at it in chapter number 13. Now we are going to talk about what is marketing planning and strategy. Very easy. Let's look at it, what we are going to learn in this chapter. What are the learning objectives that we are going to have? One, we are going to understand what is planning and its importance. Dear friends, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because you're already learning principles of management, and I'm sure you are talking and learning a lot on planning, but I'm just going to touch on that. Then we are going to see what is business planning and the concept of profitable growth. Very important. See, one is planning. Planning is done in all aspects, everywhere. Business planning is something different. Then we have in a business, it could be corporate, so we'll talk about corporate planning. And when we talk about a corporation, we talk about the management process, and we are going to understand what is the management process. Once we understand what is the management process, which has got a huge ambiguity, we are going to talk specifically on marketing planning, because we are going to talk and we are talking about marketing, so obviously we are going to talk about marketing planning. Okay, that's what we are going to talk about. Then we'll understand what are the major steps in marketing planning. We will understand the marketing mix and the marketing strategy. Now, we have already understood what is marketing mix. We have seen the four P's of marketing: product, price, place and promotion, right? Now, we are going to talk about understanding how this particular product, price, promotion or marketing mix is actually related to marketing strategy. Then we will understand a very important concept, which is called as Michael Porter Five Forces Model. Dear friends, we are going to study in detail this particular model in your next semester in strategic management. But I'm going to talk to you a little on Michael Porter, and last but not the least is what are the strategies that a market leader position companies normally do operate. Dear friends, we are going to see a lot of things in this chapter. Stay tuned in. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Let us look at what is marketing, what is planning. Dear friends, no rocket science. For anything that you do, you need to plan. I'm sure you planned that today you want to see this video. Am I right? And because you plan to see the video, you have come and now you're seeing the video. Planning, therefore, is an analytical thought process. What is it that this covers? One, you need to analyze the situation in which you are. You need to analyze the environment in which you are. We have understood marketing environment. We have understood macro environment. We have understood micro environment in previous chapters. Dear friends, we need to understand. When you plan, you need to understand and you need to analyze the situation in which you are in at the current moment. Two, you need to assess. What are the future opportunities that you have? You need to also assess the threats that you will have. You know, when we talk about SWOT analysis and we talk about strength, weaknesses and opportunities and threats, we know and we are sure that opportunities and threats are external to us. So we need to assess. We need to assess and do a right assessment of what are the future opportunities that I can tap. Third thing, we need to determine the objectives and goals that we have. And we need to really align them to the future environmental forces that we will be going ahead with. And therefore, we need to select the best strategy. Because when you have a goal, you assess where you are, and then you plan that this is the way you will probably go towards meeting your goal. So you will get many, many ways to reach your goal. You have to find out and you have to select the best strategy which is right for you as an individual to take up, to go from where you are to where you want to be. And that is very important. Therefore, we say that planning is also selecting the best strategy from among the various alternative modes that we have to achieve my goal, to achieve my objective, what I want to, and take me from the place where I am now to the place where I want to be in the future. That's planning, dear. No rocket science. We've already known it. I just said I will touch upon it. According to Constant Ordinal, they defined planning as, they said, planning is deciding in advance what to do, deciding in advance how to do, deciding in advance when to do, deciding in advance who is to do. Dear friends, planning therefore is simply a rational approach to accomplish an desired objective. And therefore, it bridges the gap from where we are, dear friends, to where we want to go. That's what I told you in the previous slide. That's how these people define planning as. I'm sure you're understanding it's so very easy. Let me tell you the poem as it goes. It says that for want of a nail, the shoe was lost. And for want of a shoe, the horse was lost. And for want of a horse, the rider was lost. Dear friends, for want of a rider, the battle was lost. And for want of a battle, the kingdom was lost, friends. And all for want of a horse shoe nail. Dear friends, I'm sure you have understood the implication of planning. If it was planned that we require a horseshoe nail, we would not have lost the kingdom. That's what this poem probably tries to imply. Dear friends, the importance of planning, therefore, lies in the fact that it is like a navigator operating under varied business circumstances. So imagine, dear, if you look at any organization, if you look at any businesses, there is full of uncertainty in the market. And in order to be and cope up and be with that uncertainty, we need to do great planning. You see, I see some people who also do great planning. Let me also tell you, but probably they don't do any action. And I say that planning without action is time pass. I say this, planning without action is time pass. So you need to plan, yes, but you need to have right action. Dear friends, let us go ahead and understand what is business planning. Like we looked at in the objective, I said we'll understand what is planning and the importance of planning, but we are now slowly going to what is business planning, and finally we'll get to what is marketing planning, because we are talking about marketing. But we are just giving you a little overview on business planning. What is business planning? It helps the management to establish a very favorable relations between the organization and its complex as well as the dynamic macro and the micro environment in the market. It helps that, dear friend. If you look at any business which is successful, if you look at any organization which is doing well, we say that the success of any business will be determined by the evaluation and the maintenance of profitable growth, balance between the resources that the company has and how the company has deployed these resources in the business, which is the inputs that they have given in the business, and the customer need satisfaction which is derived out of the resources that the organization has put in. Dear friends, as we have understood in marketing and as we have really understood in generally also, that any business will work when we are taking care of our customers, when we are looking at what are the needs of the customer, what is the want of the customer, what is the demand of the customer, what are the desires of the customer. And once we understand them, and if we give them what they want, the customer comes and buys. And therefore I say that we as marketing people really do not need to sell. If we give what the customer requires, and if that is what is going to help them solve their needs, they are going to buy, friends. They are going to buy. And therefore, we need to understand that everything that an organization is doing and everything that the organization therefore needs to plan to see that they give the customer right satisfaction. Very important, sir. Very, very important. The success, therefore, as I said, and the satisfaction can be enjoyed, therefore, by the management, because you're taking care of your customer and you're happy the customer buys from you, and you as a company, maybe a management, maybe an employer or an owner of a business enterprise. Dear friend, you're happy. Only when marketing executive achieves a very profitable growth and understand and has a balance between the customer needs that we would like to satisfy with the company's resources that we have, which is the input, and the customer output is satisfaction, therefore buying from us. So dear friends, we need to understand this in a very, very short way. With that, what is the concept of profitable growth balance? What is the concept? Diagrammatically, if I explain you this very clearly, any profitable growth that we are looking at is actually the pillar, you know, handling and balancing two things. One is the resources that the company or the enterprise has and is deploying in the marketplace. And two is the customer needs. The customer wants, the customer desires, the customer demands. So dear friends, we need to understand that this is what we need to balance. Then we'll get profitable growth. But dear friends, we need to also remember that the needs of the customer therefore keeps on changing, sir. The needs are not going to be the same. What the customer needed today, you gave them. Customer bought, customer used the product or service, is happy, satisfied, and therefore comes back to you and is actually coming back and back. But you will see all of a sudden, because the market changes, the demand changes, maybe the needs will also change. If the company goes on giving what it was giving, now the customer will not be happy anymore. Which means that the company and the organization needs to therefore continuously be on toes and understand the changing needs of the consumer and understand the changing desires of the consumer, and therefore have to look at changing their resources, giving more inputs into the organization, business, marketplace, whatever you call it, so that you can continuously go on satisfying satisfying that customer and therefore changing profitable growth balances is what an organization needs to look at. Are you sure? Are you understanding? I'm sure it's so clear, sir. No rocket science. Very simple. That's the concept of profitable growth balance. You need profit? Yes. But you cannot just go on getting profit without satisfying the customer. You satisfy the customer? Yes, sir. But you cannot go on satisfying the customer if you go on giving the same thing which you are having. Which means you need to understand the changing need, change yourself, change the organization's inputs which you are giving, and you need to therefore see that you are able to continuously satisfy the customer in such a position. You will always have a profitable growth. Dear friends, just a write-up I would just like to tell you, under ever-changing environment and keen competition, the success of a business is measured by the extent to which the corporate resources are kept in a profitable growth balance with the customer needs and desires which are served by these corporate resources. And what are those resources that we will be talking about, or we did talk about? One is human resource. Very important. Human capital resources. Two, financial resource. Money saab, paisa chahiye na. And material resources. You need to therefore understand that what we are going to put in as input should be good human capital, should be having sound financial systems, processes, and material resources should be in line when we want it, the way we want it, and at the time we want it. So then we will get this growth, sir. Then, if you say, sir, how do we go about it? So therefore we look at it in a corporate planning. What is corporate planning? Very simple. Any organization, any corporation has to look at, whenever you want to get into business, you have to look at the environment. I have spoken about it previously. What's the environment? Look at what I've spoken about in the previous chapters. Environmental scanning, external environment. I spoke about macro environmental scanning. S, you know, remember I spoke about pestily, political, economical, social, technological, legal, environmental. So we talked about external environment. Then we talked about internal environment, micro environmental factor. Companies, competition, suppliers. You remember? We spoke about it, right? So any organization has to do environmental scanning. Once you do environmental scanning, understand the external and the internal environment, then you need to understand and define very clearly what is the organization, mission and vision. What is it that I need to do? What is it that I'm looking at as an organization? So I will define my corporate mission and vision. We are going to talk about this in the strategic management in the next semester. After I am clear with what is my mission and vision, I will go into setting objectives as an organization that I want to achieve on in all spheres of the business. After I do that, I need to understand and identify the strategic business units that the organization has. For an example, if you look at, let's say Tata is a group of company. Now TCS is one company, right? You have Tata Steel, maybe another company. You have Taj Hotels, maybe another company. You have Tata Motors, maybe another company. What are these? These are business units of the corporation. Now this business unit, let's say TCS, is different from, let's say, Tata Motors, because they operate in different environments. They don't sell the same products, right? Therefore, because you operate in a different environment, you also have competition in every business that you operate in. And therefore, you need a strategy. You know what is strategy? Strategy comes and is derived from the Greek word strategia, which was used by military operations, during military operations by the Greek. And it simply meant that the marketplace is basically the business and the enemy are the competitors. Which means that any organization which is having competition, which means it is operating in an oligopoly market, requires to have a strategy. And therefore TCS is a strategic business unit. Tata Motors is another strategic business unit. So when the organization sets its objective, it identifies the different strategic business unit and what are the objectives of that strategic business unit. Are you clear? So we talk about strategic business unit. So we move as a corporation, get into strategic business unit, and different strategic business unit may have different objectives. And then we select the appropriate strategy which will be applicable to that strategic business unit depending on the environment and the position in which that company and the corporation or the organization is at that point in time. And with that, the company will decide where is it that they need to invest, where is it that they need to be defensive and just protect the market. Where is it they need to harvest? Harvest matlab business profit uthao aur niklo. Harvest. Where is it they need to go away and do disinvestment? Matlab they will disinvest from their businesses. So this is what a corporate needs to plan for the different business units that the corporate or the corporation has, and depending on the situation they will do either of them, a few of them, all of them, or none of them, right? So we need to understand this. That is corporate planning. With that, we'll get into the management process. What is the management process? Very simple. We have already said that. Point one, step one, your input. What is your input? Scan the external and internal environment. Once you do the environment, external, internal environment, you understand what your position is. Then you set your objective. That dear, what is it that I have an objective? What are the different objectives that I have? And I need to plan that how do I decide and what are the strategies that I will have to meet my objectives. Once you do that, your planning is done. And I already said this in the previous slides that dear friends, planning is very important. But what is very important, more important I think, is execution of your plan. So then you need to, when you do go ahead with execution of the plan, step number three, you need to organize and direct. I mean, you are learning in principles of management, right? All these subjects one by one, planning, organizing, directing, you see, all these things. Are you not learning in principles of management? These are one chapters, right? So you need to execute. When you need to execute, you need to direct. When you need to execute, you need to organize, and then you go on executing what you decided. And finally, dear friends, you need to control. And when you need to, how do you control? You need to measure. If you thought and if your objective was that this year I need to grow my company by 30%, let's say year on year, you will understand that year 3 months down the line, am I on that 30% growth? You need to measure. If you are not, you need to understand why, right? If you are, you need to again understand why so that you can do more of that. So you need to measure and you need to therefore also compare. Compare between what you did last year to what you did this year. And therefore, dear, you give a feedback. You get a feedback and probably if required, you may have to go ahead and probably change your objective. Sometimes we need to do that. Every time, you will not get what you plan. So we talk about contingency planning, right? Different kinds of planning. So we need to therefore go back and probably do a data feedback. And with that, we need to, if required, even probably change, look at the operating results that we are getting and probably, you know, go ahead and see. We again implement an action plan and then again we look at what are the results that we get. See, this is basically the feedback loop enables manager to adapt a future objective, strategies and operations to the changing needs of the society. Now that's the management process. With that, now let me get into what is marketing planning. Dear friends, to take a pause and tell you, we understood what is planning. Then we looked at what is business planning. Then we understood corporate planning. And we understood the four things that a corporation needs to do. And now, beta, we will go ahead and understand what is marketing planning. Now we are talking specifically on the marketing division or the marketing department of the organization and what are its objective and what are its policy. We design the marketing system. A company needs to define each function and needs to clearly write down the contribution that it is going to get from each function. We sometimes, not sometimes, I think all the time, need to develop separate objectives, need to define and have different programs and strategies for each function so that we can, it is easier for us to do a right assessment, understand the target purpose, look at broad objectives. And dear friends, if we are not in line or not in the same direction in what we thought we would when we planned, if any function cannot meet its objective, we have to modify that for that functional area. Dear friends, it is very important to be dynamic in your decision and be adaptable to the changing market situation with the sole objective of satisfying your customer, delighting your customer. That's what I always say. We need to therefore go further ahead into that particular functional unit, draw up a detailed plan for each function. It could be for a shorter period, maybe a month, a quarter, maybe mid-year, half-year, or it could be for a year. We need to therefore design and we need to therefore clearly establish the responsibilities, the timings in which we want them fulfilled, the money or the cost that will be required to achieve these objectives. There has to be a detailed plan. Dear friends, merge the marketing plan into organizational plan and organization achieves the goal. If you look at, here I would like to probably, you know, share with you. If you look at any organization, there are so many functional units in the organization. Marketing is one, HR may be another, you may have R&D as another, production as another, operations as another, maybe supply chain as another, maybe finance as another. So many different functional units in our organization. But dear friends, marketing is the only functional departments which gets in the revenue for the company. All other are cost. And therefore, we have to see that we make good plans and we make good marketing plans to market our products, and we need to meet our objectives month after month and deliver profitability, then only the company will grow. So marketing planning is so important for the organization. If you look at, I have already explained you the word strategy. Strategic marketing planning moves with what? The organization needs to understand and do a situational analysis. That's step number one. Understand what is the situation. Here we talk about macro and micro, as well as the situation of the company generally, specifically. Then we write down the marketing objectives that the company has decided. Then the strategies which will help meet those marketing objectives. We may have to even look at, is it that we are looking at a particular segment of the market? We need to look at who is the target market that we are looking at, and then probably use the right marketing mix, which means use the right product, the right price, the right promotion, and the right place or distribution. So we need to have this thing. which is strategic marketing planning. What is the relation between marketing mix and marketing environment? Very simple, dear. Look at this slide. So simple, dear. Look at it, dear. On one hand, you had internal forces, internal limitations, which I talked about, the different functional division, which is production, personal, financial resources, the managerial skills that the organization has, internal environment. Now, once you have an internal environment which is there, what do? You have to have and look at what are controllable and what are non-controllable. Right, we need to understand the product, price, space, promotion, the four P's of marketing which we look at. We need to understand the independent relations which are there. Controllable means most of the time internal things are controllable, external things are non-controllable. So under non-controllable, we spoke about demand. Can we control the demand? Probably no. We talk about competition, you know. Now what happens is we need to understand this, you know. Promotion, what are the different kinds of promotional inputs that we use? Will we use a personal selling? Will we use advertising? Will we use what are the kind of channel choices that we would have in distributing the product? So we need to really, really understand all of this and mix and relate the marketing mix, which is product, price, space, promotion, and integrate that into the marketing environment. Basically, what we are looking at, basically profit return on investments. We are looking at basically sales, market share of my company's product. We are looking at that. We are looking at company's image, right? That has to be good enough. We are looking at satisfaction of the customer, and actual or desired result is what we are looking at. Dear friends, so if you look at this particular slide, you will understand that on one hand, the internal limitation, the internal things that we have provided, limitations of production capacity, personal limitation, financial resources could be a limitation, managerial skills could be a limitation sometimes. So we need to understand how do we integrate that into the marketing mix to get the desired result, desired objective at the end of the day to earn profits. That's what we are talking about, and that's what we are looking at. That's what every organization is looking at, because every organization is here to make profits, right? We need to understand, and I'm not talking about NGOs here.